Middle East and the effect it's having on oil prices. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
6:47, let's check in with Dave Jarvis. He's got what's going on in today's sports.
Well, we'll start with the littlest of the dances. Jovan Catron made sure he extended his college career for at least one more game. The Ducks senior had 24 points and a season-high 12 rebounds, leading Oregon to a 68-59 win over Weber State. That's opening round of the CBI tournament. Oregon will host Duquesne next Monday in the quarterfinal round of the CBI. Virginia Commonwealth rebuffed some critics with a 59-46 win over USC in the first four finale in Dayton. That one puts them into the big bracket. Meantime, Melvin Thompson, the third, put in 29 points to lead Texas San Antonio to a 70-61 triumph over Alabama State. So, with the first four matchups settled, the NCAA tournament begins in earnest today with 16 second-round games. West Virginia and Clemson kick off the action this morning at 9:15 Pacific time. Top-seeded Pitt plays UNC Asheville. Top-seeds Ohio State, Kansas, and Duke all play tomorrow. And the Sacramento Kings could become the Anaheim Royals. Sacramento Bee reports a lawyer for the team's owners filed trademark papers for that name and several others on March 3rd. Newsflash, nobody's going to come see you, no matter where you are, if you are a poor team.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. They need out of Sacramento because nobody's seeing them. They suck. And so...
I don't get this. They're going to have three teams in L.A.?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I agree.
And Sacramento is I guess they didn't think it was a big enough basketball town. They're not getting the attendance.
They're saying they're not getting the attendance, but they've had great attendance over the years when they were competitive.
Yeah. I mean, when Rick Adelman was down there and he had Chris Webber playing there, you know, and Sacramento was a fun team to watch.
Yes.
Love them. You had
and they were selling. They were selling out Arco Arena every night.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they are a terrible team. Nobody goes to see them. Go figure. They're not going to come see you in Anaheim either.
So these are the Maloof brothers that own that, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. So they're... The bottom line rules. That's
right.
What it is. Doggone it. Yeah, I'm sorry to see Sacramento not be Sacramento anymore. And it's just ridiculous to me that they're going down to the L.A. area. So, that's okay. That's all right. I'm just going to calm down. Not going to let it affect my blood pressure this time. Oatmeal? Reduce the blood pressure?
Yeah.